Second Kings today, chapter 16. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Second Kings chapter 16, verse 1. In the 17th year of Pekah, son of Remaliah, Ahaz, son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. Some of Judah's kings were good. Some were bad. Ahaz was a bad one. And it says in verse 2, Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years. Unlike David, his father, he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord his God. He was related to David, but he did not act like David. David probably would have been embarrassed to know that an idol-worshipping offspring like this was on the throne that he once occupied. Verse 3. He walked in the ways of the kings of Israel and even sacrificed his son in the fire, following the detestable ways of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. He offered sacrifices and burned incense on the high places, on the hilltops, and under every spreading tree. Ahaz worshipped the demonic so-called god Molech, which included human sacrifice. And that's why he offered his own son as a burnt offering. He murdered his own child for his God's sake. Verse 5. Then Rezin, king of Aram, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, marched up to fight against Jerusalem and besieged Ahaz. But they could not overpower him. At that time, Rezin, king of Aram, recovered Elath for Aram by driving out the men of Judah. Edomites then moved into Elath and have lived there to this day. Ahaz sent messengers to say to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, "I am your servant and vassal. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Aram and of the king of Israel, who are attacking me." And Ahaz took the silver and gold found in the temple of the Lord and in the treasuries of the royal palace, and sent it as a gift to the king of Assyria. The king of Assyria complied by attacking Damascus and capturing it. He deported its inhabitants to Kir and put Rezin to death. And so we see here in these verses, Syria and Israel attacked the southern kingdom of Judah. And the reason they wanted to attack was because they wanted Judah. They wanted to force Judah to join with them in fighting against Assyria. Not Syria, but Assyria. Well, it didn't work. Ahaz, king of the south, instead turns to Assyria for help. He buys the help of Assyria, and it worked too. The Assyrians kill the king of Syria. 10. Then King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He saw an altar in Damascus and sent to Uriah the priest a sketch of the altar, with detailed plans for its construction. So Uriah the priest built an altar in accordance with all the plans that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus, and finished it before King Ahaz returned. When the king came back from Damascus and saw the altar, he approached it and presented offerings on it. He offered up his burnt offering and grain offerings, poured out his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his fellowship offerings on the altar. The bronze altar that stood before the Lord he brought from the front of the temple, from between the new altar and the temple of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the new altar. King Ahaz then gave these orders to Uriah the priest. On the large new altar, offer the morning burnt offering and the evening grain offering, the king's burnt offering and his grain offering, and the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their grain offering and their drink offering. Sprinkle on the altar all the blood of the burnt offerings and sacrifices. But I will use the bronze altar for seeking guidance. And Uriah the priest did just as King Ahaz had ordered. And you got this wicked king sitting on the throne of David, barking out orders to priests, ungodly orders. Ahaz the king, he visits his buddy in Assyria. And of course, they're into paganism up there, worshipping heathen gods. And he decided he wanted a pagan altar, just like the one they had in Assyria, to replace the Lord's altar down in Jerusalem. As a result, while visiting, he sends a blueprint of the pagan altar to the priest Uriah. And Uriah, the priest of God, caved into the will of the king. And he should have never done that. This is one time when he should have opposed the king. He disobeyed God to obey a wicked king. 17. King Ahaz took away the side panels and removed the basins from the movable stands. He removed the sea from the bronze bowls that supported it and set it on the stone base. He took away the Sabbath canopy that had been built at the temple and removed the royal entryway outside the temple of the Lord in deference to the king of Assyria. As for the other events of the reign of Ahaz and what he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Ahaz rested with his fathers and was buried with them in the city of David. And Hezekiah his son reigned or succeeded him as king. And so Ahaz removed many of the furnishings from the temple. And actually, before he died, he closed the holy temple down entirely. Next time, chapter 17. Until then, so long, everyone.